KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, December 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Big win in Hawaii on Friday for Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball as they would knock off and dominate. Number 3 ranked nationally, Campbellsville out of Kentucky, 83-55. Avery Broughton finished with a career-high 25 points and 16 rebounds as the Tigers held Campbellsville to just 35% shooting for the game. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 9-4 on the season. They won both of their games in Hawaii last week. They're back at the Corn Palace on Tuesday, December 30th, when they host a Northwestern at 5 o'clock. That'll be part of the Hoop City Classic. South Dakota State men's basketball would lose at Milwaukee on Friday, 88-87, to fall to 7-7 on the season. Jaden Jackson led the Jackrabbits with 23 points, while Kalen Geary and Damon Wilkinson added 18 points each. The SDSU men wrap up their non-conference schedule tonight. They take on number 1 ranked Arizona. Pre-game show starts at 7:30, tip off at 8 p.m. right here on KORN. Number 8 ranked South Dakota State Wrestling improved to 3-0 in duels this season with a 45-3 home victory last night over Campbell. SDSU now faces Arizona State for a duel on Friday, January 2nd at 6 p.m. That'll be at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. USD basketball from over the weekend. The Coyote men would lose on Saturday to Kansas State, 106-76. Isaac Bruins had 19 points, while Cameron Fens added 17 points and 6 rebounds. USD men, they're 7-7 on the year. They'll be in action coming up on Sunday when they host Mount Marty at 1 p.m. And the USD women's basketball team, they were off this weekend. They're back in action next week on Tuesday, December 30th. They'll take on the College of St. Mary at 2 p.m. Before they start Summit League play January 3rd at Kansas City. The FCS football semifinals continued over the weekend with Montana State pulling away late, defeating Montana 48-23. And also Illinois State continued their run as they knocked off Villanova 30-14. So Illinois State takes on Montana State coming up here early January in the FCS National Championship game taking place in Nashville. Also over the weekend, it was the first round of the college football playoff. A couple of home teams win, a couple of road teams win. Number 10 Miami would defeat number 7 Texas A&M 10-3 with a touchdown in the final 2 minutes. Also on Friday nights, it was number 9 Alabama defeating the number 8 ranked Oklahoma 34-24. Alabama trailed early in that game 17-0. Then a pair of blowouts on Saturday as the number 5 Oregon defeated James Madison 51-34, and number 6th ranked Ole Miss defeated number 11 Tulane for the second time this season 41-11. We have one college football bowl game this afternoon on ESPN. It'll be the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho on the blue turf between Washington State and Utah State. That kicks off today at 1 o'clock. NBA from yesterday, the Minnesota Timberwolves would defeat the Milwaukee Bucks 103-100 2 days after defeating the defending champ Oklahoma City on Friday night. Anthony Edwards had 24 points despite a poor shooting night. Edwards was just 7 of 24 from the field and just 2 of 11 from three-point range. However, Dante DiVincenzo made 4 of his 8 threes. He had 18 points, and then Rudy Gobert had 11 points and 18 rebounds. Also, it was the highest scoring NBA game this season as the Chicago Bulls defeated the Atlanta Hawks 152-150 in regulation. That game didn't even go overtime. The Bulls set a franchise record with 83 points in the first half.